The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Once upon a time, long ago, maybe not so long ago, in a land that progress attempted to destroy, where many people have lost hope and the enemy reigned with cruelty and evil, this land where once the people were proud and free, now they cower in fear and civility. From this desert of destruction and despair, once more to the fore in his nation's hour of need, to the enemy's terror and to his people's elation, came the warlord.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Sorry about that, folks. Producer was trying to hook up with me, and I was just, as soon as 10 o'clock hits, my computer gets locked up. A strange phenomenon that happens from time to time when you do talk radio. Hoolisblog.blogspot.com, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. You can find the archives there or at RBN in their archives. You know, I've got so many notes that I've compiled through the week. You know, just let's start with the cops getting doused with water, shall we? All over the place. It's almost like this bucket challenge thing where, or the Tide Pods, or, these social media zombie phenomenon that happen all the time in front of our eyes, and the lemming, idiocracy nature of our fellow creatures, such a high percentage of them. And so now we're seeing these police officers doused with water in various parts of the country, Atlanta, and of course all over in various places in New York and so forth, and another location. But I've seen the videos, and it's pretty brutal. And you see all of these people saying, oh, it's just water, and I've watched a lot of videos on it, and people are talking about the electronics. The cops are carrying their radios and their phones and so forth and so on. We're moving towards this artificially created, but also there's spiritual defect here in our population where, yes, the psychological warfare, quote unquote, masters have done a very good job of, really, really since Trayvon Martin and Ferguson and Baltimore and Eric Garner and all this stuff, Fernando Castile and all the stuff down here in Louisiana and the Dallas cop shooting thing with the Black Power guy, and then allegedly the drone blowing it up, and all this stuff. It's like you almost forget more of this stuff than you can keep your mind around. And now you're seeing this water dousing, and it's highly dangerous. Next, it could be urine, or what they call a bomb in the correctional systems, where they have feces and urine kind of together and toss it on people. And people are getting desensitized to this. These hooligans in the streets becoming emboldened. There's a few of these people have been arrested and so forth. These people try to justify doing this by saying you're shooting these unarmed black men in the street. And yeah, sometimes unarmed people do get shot, and I realize this, but you also have to realize, okay, look at the chaotic culture that we're living in, number one. And number two, in these inner city areas and even suburbia. Ferguson is not inner city, folks, here in St. Louis area. It's in the suburbs, but it is highly populated by kind of gang hip hop rap minded. A lot of these people, pushed into one area, and so you're going to have the same type of mentality, the same type of street crime happening. And this can't end well. So it's moving us closer to race / civil war. This is going to cut people right along racial lines. Oh, it's just water. I try not to read too many comments after articles and so forth, because then you're just going to see the psychological warfare really at work in the comments sections. And so it goes down like, polarized to the ultimate. Okay. One is, oh, it's just water, suck it up, buttercup. And the other one is, these people need to be shot, And so there is a real tearing asunder of the basic fabric of our society, moving forward. I don't know where this is going, and it's not good. I spend a lot of time out on the streets in all kinds of different areas, and I get to see the cultural implosion happening. I see these women, and I use that term loosely, running around like dressed like whores with their kids in tow, acting just like the most repulsive things that have ever walked the earth, with the things coming out of their mouths. It's highly alarming, and the poor child, you're sitting there and you feel sorry for the child because this is the child's mother and you know what's in their future. So I'm going to open the phones in the top of the second hour so people can call in then if they want to. I got a lot of stuff here though. So the big Jeffrey Epstein, semi-conscious in his cell, and they've just got this guy, this big old musclehead cop, real dirty cop in the cell with him. You don't got enough room. A guy of Epstein's stature as a criminal, and he's not going to be completely isolated and be basically on constant observation or damn near just to keep him from harming himself and keep him from getting harmed. I find this very suspicious that he would have a cellmate and another very, very high profile corrupt police murderer suspect, blah, 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 as a cellmate and so forth. That sounds very, very strange. And so that one flew up some red flags for me. Let's talk about China and the Hong Kong protests real quick. Now, China's claiming, basically, I'm just going to use the term color revolution. They're basically blaming this on like a American, basically Western Axis fifth column activity, and it very well could be. There's a lot of hostility between, under the surface here with the Chinese, and not necessarily with our American Marxist left. They seem to be very, very chummy with the Chinese, but you've got elements of our military left and some of our intelligence agency people that they see what's going on with Google and Apple and Dragonfly and all the rest of the stuff with the Chinese. And there's some elements of our government, let's just say the traditionalist elements, that are not comfortable with us. You had the Amarus kind of thought project back in the 80s and so forth. And I've covered that kind of ad nauseum, where some of our elites wanted to join us with the Russians. And I've put some of the I've kind of some of the rhetoric coming from guys like Alex Jones and other people in quote unquote alt media about cozying up with Putin, and because he's pushing family and orthodoxy and so forth and so on. And then you have these thinkers out of Russia that have been clicked up with some of our alt-right figures and so forth. Kind of interesting, the Amarus angle, but then it seems like there's a whole Chimerica angle where there's a bunch of our hardcore kind of Alinskyite crowd, especially the Berkeley crowd and the San Francisco Chinatown, the Pelosi's, the Clintons, China Gate going way back into the 90s, Charlie Tree and all that stuff. You've got the Chimerica crowd, and Rockefeller being heavily involved in. So there's almost like this kind of a Hobson's choice here. You got Amarus and you got Chimerica. Which one you want? And neither one's doesn't seem like it's it's something that anyway. But here, and this, I saw this floating around, okay? Now, America Magazine, the Jesuit Review. Okay, and right on the front, okay, it's called The Catholic Case for Communism. I will read that again. The Catholic Case for Communism, straight out of America, the Jesuit Review. And it's got a picture of the good old quote-unquote Pope Francis with the guy from, I want to say, Ecuador. I'm going off the top of my head here. He looks very strongly Native American, and he gave Pope, quote-unquote, Pope Francis the big hammer and sickle crucifix. You guys remember that? And that's the cover of, you know, the title of the article. And I'm going to read a little bit of this. So this is from Dean Detloff, July 23rd, 2019, The Catholic Case for Communism. Now, remember liberation theology and all that stuff with the Jesuits and the reductions back in the mid-1500s and so forth, putting the natives down there into these reducciones, these basically kind of like a Catholic version of a kibbutz. But anyway, it's when the communists are good that they are dangerous. This is how Dorothy Day begins an article in America published just before the launch of the Catholic Worker Day, with the Catholic Worker on May Day in 1933. In contrast to the reactions of many Catholics of the time, Day painted a sympathetic, remember this is Dorothy Day, not Doris Day, but Dorothy Day, painted a sympathetic, if critical, view of the communists she encountered in Depression-era New York City. Her deep personalism allowed her to see the human stories through the ideological struggle, and yet she concluded that Catholicism and communism were not only compatible, but mutual threats. That Catholicism and communism were not only incompatible, but mutual threats. A whole Cold War has passed since her reflection, and a few clarifying notes are now worthwhile. Communists are attracted to communism by their goodness, Day argued. That's BS. Okay, it's a power struggle. Now, there are some useful idiots, as Lenin said. Now, and I'm going off the article here. I'm talking off the top of my head. But, yeah, just people get suckered in because they want to see people get a fair shake, a leg up. They don't like the rich lording it over them. And this all comes from covetousness. This comes from envy. When you're looking at the rich and you're like, eat the rich, and this whole, diatribe people go on. So they're attracted to communism by their goodness, Day argued, that unerasable quality of the good that can be found within and outside the church alike, woven into our very nature. It might have been an easier thing to say back in 1933 when American communists were well known to the general public for putting their lives on the line to support striking workers. But it was also the kind of thing that could land you in a lot of trouble, not least in the Catholic Church. Okay, so striking workers, this is where the labor movement in the United States has really failed. They have let themselves become Bernie Sandersized, okay? They've let themselves get sucked into Marxism, and because of the teachers' unions and some of these other unions, so the real guys out here doing the construction, the electricians, the carpenters, the iron workers and so forth, they've been sucked into the class envy, class struggle stuff, and the rich, blah, blah, blah. And look, I'm not saying that the corporate overlords, the crony capitalist corporate overlords of the United States are some great guys, and the banksters and the rest of them, they're not. But at the same time, the communist revolutionary model, in my opinion, is not the method to crush these people. It's basically digging back into basically American founding fathers' visions, where guys like Jefferson and so forth were very leery of banks and corporations. And a lot of these guys wanted to only give corporations charters for so long until they finished their objective and so forth and so on. And then they would have to reapply to get their corporate charter back. We'll cover more of this when we come back from the break.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, we're back to Deary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now we're talking about 1933, this article about the communists are halfway decent people, Now, I had to go back in while, during the break. The Holodomor was happening in 32 and 33. So, 17, the Bolsheviks take over Russia, okay? It becomes Soviet. The Red Terror begins. The Stalin's got the Holodomor going in 32 and 33. So millions of people have already been killed under this system. I was watching a Mises lecture on communism. And, you know, they really lowballed it, the professor and so forth. But still, I mean, millions of people to this ideology, which is basically, like I've said before, it is a cloaking scheme for basically kosher mafia theft and fleecing of the non-kosher population is what communism is. This is what's going to happen. And then, you know, you've got your what happened with Mao and the Cultural Revolution, too, and he had these guys – Epstein and Shapiro sitting in the background, you know, moving the chess pieces, and Mao was the front man, and, you know, Rockefeller and all these characters, and the Rothschilds, of course, were in on this. The whole John Birch Society was born out of this Captain John Birch being killed by the Reds over there, and then you've got the birth of Taiwan. You know, this whole thing with these commies, and, you know, we know that there's heavy hitters behind the scenes to create communism, because, you know, it's basically organized misery, and everybody needs to read Marx and Satan and get into the evil, dark, spiritual kind of aspects behind this war on Christianity, especially, that fuels this hatred, and then especially the war against the clerical class of both the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, the cutting the nuns' breasts off and putting the hot irons up into their orifices and torturing the priests and all the crap that we know that happened under these bastards. And then these people that are church, let's just say people on the periphery of the church, some of these ladies and some of these thinkers, they're all, I mean, you got to be a real sick bastard to you know, have this hammer and sickle with the crucifix on it, knowing about the millions of bodies that have gotten killed under this symbol. Just sick. And then now we've got these Antifa punks running around with their little, you know, their little bandanas and their masks with the hammer and sickle on it, and all these various Marxist, Leninist, Maoist movements running around, and all kinds of strange characters behind this, the academia, and of course elements of religious organizations, but the big banks, you know, the Soroses and the money changers. This is the same old thing, and it's being regurgitated here. And like I've said before, there's going to be a red terror here, or unfortunately this Rex 84 internment thing, if it goes, I mean, it's going to be bad either way, because think about it. If, let's just say, Trump is a patriot, and or the people, you know, following behind this movement here of semi-awakening back to tradition and back to just normalcy, the rejection of this LGBTQA blah 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 stuff down our throats, there's people right now that are so far gone that if the society even tries to swing back to relative American normalcy of limited government and so forth and so on, that these people they're going to flip to the point where you gotta lock them up or put them down. And so, unfortunately, the Psy warfare masters have created this situation where either it's going to be us or them, and nobody's comfortable with that, and nobody really wants it to go kinetic and go hot. But unfortunately, we see it happening. We're all just individuals out here looking at it, and many of us, you know, are the last few with any kind of like rational perspective. I mean, they've even got old people, you know, like this guy that tried to blow up the ICE thing. Allegedly, he's approaching 70 years old, and he's ready to go bomb an ICE facility because he gets cranked up thinking that they're torturing kids inside or something. I mean, we've got some people that are strung out mentally on drugs. And I don't know where it's going to go, and it's not pretty. I don't like it. But back to the article. Okay, so by affirming the goodness that drives so many communists then and now, yeah, while they're murdering millions of people, this is what kills me. They aim to soften the perceptions of Catholics who are more comfortable with villainous caricatures of the communists of their era than with more challenging depictions of them as laborers for peace and economic justice. Sure, they're ripping out. I mean, I went through the litany of abuses these people have done all over the globe, and it continues on. There's the break. See you in a few minutes.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. City Area Radio on RBN. Now, back to this article real quick, and I'm going to scan over a few things, and then I'm going to move on. It is true that Marx, Engels, Lenin, and a number of other major communists were committed Enlightenment thinkers. atheists who sometimes assumed religion would fade away in the bright light of scientific reason. Yeah, while they're having all these people tortured and murdered and shot in the head and thrown in mass graves, they're Enlightenment thinkers. I mean, this... and let me read this little part. Despite and beyond theoretical differences, priests like Herbert McCabe, Ernesto and Fernando Cardinal, Fray Beto, Camilo Torres, and many other Catholics, members of the clergy, religious and lay people, have been inspired by communists and in many places contributed to communists and communist-influenced movements as members. Some still do. For example, in the Philippines, where the Christians for National Liberation, an activist group first organized by nuns, priests, and exploited Christians, are politically housed within the National Democratic Front, a coalition of movements that includes a strong communist thread currently fighting the far-right authoritarian leader Rodrigo Duterte. Closer to home and outside of armed struggles, Christians are also present today in communist movements in the United States and Canada. Whatever hostilities may have existed in the past, some of these movements are quite open to Christian participation now. Yeah, useful idiots. They're gonna slit your throat later once they assume power. Many of my friends in the Party for Socialism and Liberation, for example, a Marxist-Leninist party, are church-going Christians or folks without a grudge against their Christian upbringing, as are lots of people in the radical wing of the Democratic Socialists of America. So you see, I've talked about this for years, this underbelly of Catholic thought and theology being basically spearheaded by the Jesuit order. And, I mean, you know, and then there's another article here, why we published an essay sympathetic to communism. This is by Matt Malone, Society of Jesus, okay? And this was put up the same day. And so you can read that as well. Pretty crazy, but it's this synergistic relationship basically between the rabbinic Talmudic nuts, the money changers, and of course, you know, remember that book, The Society of Jesus as a Synagogue of Jews, okay? And then you start to get this picture with this overlap, this strange bedfellow relationship, where at one time it seemed like the Jesuits and the Kosher Nostra were hardcore enemies. And now they have seemed to, at least for now, put away their differences and, you know, put the plan ahead of so forth and so on. Very, very wild stuff. Now I want to get to this. You know, I sent myself this text, and let me pull up Steve Quayle's website here. The top link. Exclusive: Trump plans to lose the 2020 election. Must listen. Alex takes Trump in no uncertain terms. And this has to do with basically Jones and, you know, a bunch of these guys, Mike Adams, and they're basically saying if Trump does not move against big tech, okay, and all of the skullduggery with Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Apple, and all the stuff that they're all into with basically seditious, treasonous activities. You know, everybody's worried about the Russians and so forth, which is hilarious. It's a joke. I mean, it's a joke in Washington. They know that our own elements of our own government twist people up like pretzels way more than any kind of Russian propaganda, interference, break-ins to computers, and all the rest of this stuff. I mean, it's that silly. But anyway, so I sent myself this text, and this is what part of my notes. Trump sabotaging the next election, no action on tech, okay? And then I put in there Rex 84. And so think about this. Let's say Trump only wants to do this thing, you know, this one term, and this thing, you know, he runs and loses against whoever this person is, whatever nut job and what they're calling clown world is on the other side over there. Think about where we are politically and what's going to come down. Now, if Trump wins, okay, if he's selected or elected, whatever you believe, if he wins, think about the hordes of buffoons out here that are going to be unleashed even twice as hard as have been in the last 3 years. And so it's a lose-lose situation, really. I don't, you know, that people are making it seem like it's dire and so forth and so on. It's, look, this continuity of government gang that's running the show, that has this Shakespearean drama already written down and already has the next act ready to spring upon all of us unsuspecting, you know, people out here. You know, we all speculate about what's coming next: power grid, bioweapon attack from on the West Coast, whatever it is, attack from the South through Cuba and through the Mexican border and so forth. You know, you've had all these stories about troops down in the Mexican desert waiting on orders. I mean, there's so much speculation. But I wanted to get into this. Ken, get clip 7 ready. And this is, you know, everybody's, oh, Trump, he's got to go after Big Tech. He's got to go after him. Okay? Let's roll clip 7.
Hello, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com. You will notice that one of the themes I keep returning to is the theme of the surveillance grid that's being slotted into place via big tech. And just in recent months, you'll have noticed, for example, my 5G Dragnet report or my report on the secrets of Silicon Valley. This is a topic that I keep returning to. But as I stressed recently in my appearance on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, this is not about fear, fear, fear. It is about motivating people, A, to understand, and then B, to do something about their reliance on the big tech companies that are funded and founded by the military and intelligence complex.
You know, I don't know how, I got a bunch of specifics here, but give us an overview for how much we should be afeared.
Well, let's put it in these terms. Facebook and Google and all of these big tech companies will not give you freedom, will not give you privacy. There will never be a way to chain these big tech giants in a way that makes them useful and constrains their powers, because they were all, without exception, funded or founded or co-opted from the very outset to the purposes of the military and intelligence industries and complexes. You have to understand this in order to understand what it is we're dealing with. This is not a message of fear, fear, fear. This is a message of, if we are not actively taking the steps that are needed to get ourselves off of the big tech giants and supporting all of the ideas that are out there for how to use a truly decentralized network in a truly decentralized way, then it's game over. If we don't understand what it is we're facing, it's game over, because we get caught in the false dialectic of government versus the corporations. Oh, government will come along and restrain the corporations. No, government was there from the birth of Silicon Valley, building it up from the ground up. The internet was the ARPANET. We all know it was a Department of Defense project that was built for military purposes. And we like to think that somehow they just gave it away and never looked at it again. That is baloney. And as I document in that podcast in voluminous detail, they have been there at the founding of all the big tech giants we have come to love and know. And they are the ones that were directing this technology in the directions that they wanted it to go.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So let's just hash this out real quick. Think about this. Okay. So they put these creeps like the little Russian guy and the Indian guy out there in front over at Google, and then they put the two Jews, Sandberg and Zuckerberg, over out there in front at Facebook, and then you got the little twerp Jack Dorsey with his little faggoty nose ring and his goofy little, you know, trendy beard over there at Twitter. And you see, if you get into basically the research side of the house, saying basically these things have never been, you know, relinquished from the shadow, basically state. They put all the little, you know, commie looking little douchebags out here out in front of these corporations to make them look like there's some hardcore leftist Marxist tyrants. look at the suckers they're playing a lot of people for, this anger at big tech, Silicon Valley out there in San Francisco, and you see how it's located out there and so forth and so on. It's this perfect, like, just, you know, Silicon Civil War feel. And unfortunately, what, 90, I don't know what percent of the population is biting off and chewing it. I even get sucked into it from time to time where I, you know, but it's like they've locked us into a death struggle with the idiocracy, to where even though you and I and others know that it's BS and look, the whole thing's a big charade, a lot of people out here, I'm out here in the street, I'm not some freaking shut-in, they're all buying it. Unfortunately, there's such a small group of people, and, you know, and there's levels of, you know, coming out of slumber when it, you know, or, you know, depending on what you suck into your mind as far as information, whereas you're up, you get up a couple levels and then you're still in a place on the chessboard, this grand chessboard that Brzezinski talked about, where you might not be a pawn, but there's still somebody controlling you. And so, you know, it takes us lifetime to fully get, you know, out of the clutches of these people, to where the actuaries and the algorithms and everything else, you know, it's creepy to know that there's basically, you know, Amazon being able to know what you're going to order before you order it when you're in there shopping and so forth, where it's getting to the point where, you know, it's like this Minority Report level stuff that we always talk about, where it's almost like, instead of pre-crime, it's just like it's pre-buying or I already know what turns you off, turns you on, whatever, and so forth and so on. And this gets me into this Apple thing that just got dropped in the last few days, where all of these contractors for Apple are listening in. Like, none of us knew this. You know, any of us with a phone, an electronic cellular phone, I don't care if it's the cheapest, what do they call it, a jitterbug, or whether it's the most high-tech smartphone out here, these are, of course, listening devices. Now, I was listening to a you know, basically a true news podcast earlier in the day, and it all had to do with Mark of the Beast stuff, and it's getting very, very close, you know, and I've talked about this since I've come on the air. It's always, you know, the Revelation 13 and 14 prophecies has been one of those things that sucked me into Bible prophecy from the beginning as a little kid. The Mark of the Beast, the number 666, the whole deal, the Antichrist, all this stuff. And there, now one of the LG phones out of South Korea, where they're basically, it looks at the veins in your hand to determine whether you're the owner of the phone and whether you can unlock the phone and so forth. And so, you know, the whole vein kind of thing's been out for a while, but now they're getting it to the point where this is your biometric recognition to access your phone. And so a lot of people are worried about this digital ID. You know, Trump made some kind of alarming statements when he was running, talking about implementing real ID and the biometric stuff for people to come into our country. Well, if you're going to need that for people to come into the country, then basically newborns are going to get, you know, jacked into this system. And I talked about the UN refugee resettlement programs and the corporations out in front dealing with the biometrics all over the with these refugees and so forth coming into Europe, and then our soldiers doing things with collecting this biometric data on people in Iraq and Afghanistan. Very, very creepy stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people now that are starting to wonder with Trump's outreach to the evangelical community, and, you know, having all these evangelicals on his basically faith kind of advisory board, whether he's going to do a rope-a-dope and end up being one of these guys that is integral in the implementation of the Revelation 13 Mark of the Beast system. And so we have to watch out for that. The same thing that the lefties in the Democratic Party would try to implement, the right would go crazy if Obama tried to do this, so forth and so on. But if somebody that's a favorite of conservative circles and has really kind of, you know, sucked in these people, is this the person that's going to be able to get the job done? That's the real question. And it goes back to that kind of question I put out there way back when Trump joined in into the race. Is this guy being put in to take us to war? And we're seeing the war drums, of course, with Iran. And so Syria didn't get done. So we'll see if they want to go after Iran without Syria being completely under their control. See you guys after the break.
Together we will own. Together we will roam.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back. Now, I've been seeing this floating around for the last little bit. Okay, so you had this big shooting up in Brooklyn at this old school whatever festival, okay? bunch of people shot. Now you've got one in California, the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Multiple victims, fatalities. Witnesses heard about 50 shots, videos of the shooting. Two shooters, they're saying, blah, 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 blah. And so you got a, okay, in California, you got a shooting. And then in de Blasio's New York City, you got a big, pretty big shooting. Okay. So are these, you know, are these organic incidents? Are they not? I don't know. But it's very strange. You know, people are going crazy. I'm not saying they're not. They're nuts out here in these streets. And so I keep, you know, there's so many people being murdered right now, and then they want to tell us, oh, the murder rate's down and so forth and so on. Well, I don't, you know, facts and figures and what they're telling us, it's, you know, insane. Now, Ken, get clip six ready. This is Trump and his DHS head. Now, remember Drudge and everybody posting, oh, there hasn't been 1 mile of border wall built and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, these kind of news conferences and so forth, you got to really find them. You're not going to get them on a lot of, if you're a person that's watching TV, especially if you're watching CNN or MSNBC or any, it's all negative towards this president. Now, I've got my reservations about the guy, and I've always made those quite clear. But I'm not the one that's going to just poo-poo everything he does either. I try to be halfway non-emotional and logical about it. Let's roll clip six.
And they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either. So we were able to get this done, and we got it done fairly quickly. But this is after many, many years. Mexico also is working along with us very nicely. I mean, tremendously, actually. You'll see a chart where the numbers are really through the floor, I should say, because they're going down. Kevin, maybe you want to speak to the numbers, how well we're doing on terms of apprehensions.
Absolutely, Mr. President. Since the agreement was signed with Mexico that you energized and drove, we've had 28% reduction in June, and we're headed toward another 22% reduction in July in crossing. So 43% overall, thanks to the effort on the government of Mexico side and the implementation of our migrant protection protocols border-wide.
And the fact that they do have really a big slowdown coming in from Guatemala at the border, because we have, again, 6,000 Mexican troops at the border of Guatemala, so that helps. But this will really help. This is something that's going to be rather incredible. So the numbers are going down. We could really do this in a much easier fashion if we had cooperation from the Democrats. We have absolutely no cooperation. Nobody can understand. And most of these people, 5 years ago, they all wanted a wall. And we're building a lot of wall right now, and it's getting built rapidly. So a lot of things are happening, but this is a very big day. John?
All right, go ahead and stop it there. There's the music. We will see you guys after the top of the hour.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.